coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This edition of the Hagman Report. It is Tuesday, June 4, 2024. First episode of the week. Yesterday, didn't make it into the studio. Sorry, but that's the way it is. But jam-packed show for you today. Folks, let me ask you, please, right out of the gate, with what you're going to see and hear today, please share this with family, with friends, with neighbors, coworkers, people you like, people you don't like. Post it on social media, because we've got a stellar, a man I've got so much respect for. You cannot, I mean, when I first met this man in Chicago a number of years ago, looked in his eyes, and I'll tell you what, his integrity, he's got more integrity than most people will ever even experience. And I say that not lightly, and I mean that dearly. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Craig the Sawman Sawyer. Craig Sawyer. All of his contact information will be at HagmanPI.com, talking about the social media, contacting his website and such. All of the links will be there. As well, with me, riding with me, is Randy Taylor, rt@HagmanPI.com, directly. If you want to get in touch with Randy Taylor, rt@HagmanPI.com. But first up, a couple of things, a couple of announcements. I want to thank the people who support us and support Vets for Child Rescue and Craig Sawyer, support Shatter Ops and Save Them. The focus is on the children. I've said this before, and I'm going to repeat this until the day I can no longer speak. The children, and even the blood of the children, is the currency of the Jacobin globalists. I'm telling you flat out. And what Craig Sawyer is doing is saving the children. And we have some news, really some news, that you need to know about what's going on. Before I get to them as well, again, I want to thank our supporters. Thank you so much for the meeting on Sunday, this past Sunday. God bless each and every one of you who attended that. And thanks for allowing me an earlier exit than normal to get something done I'll be addressing later. And one more thing, in addition to our supporters, I want to thank our sponsors, including and especially ChuckDefense.com/Hagman. Have you gone to this website? Have you seen this? Look, Chuck Norris, okay? The guy is in his 80s. He's still kicking butt, I was going to say another word, and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is that he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. Now, I am part of this program, okay? I'm working this specific program. Why? Because I can't do that. And I'm, well, not a heck of a lot younger, but a lot younger than he is. Look, I'm in my halfway through my 60th decade of life, but I'm feeling things I shouldn't be feeling. In other words, I need this, and I'm part of this. But Chuck Norris did all of that by making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too. And remember, it's just this one thing. And she's never felt better. She says that she feels 10 years younger, and her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a very special video that explains everything. Folks, make sure you watch this video by going to ChuckDefense.com/Hagman, or by clicking the link below this episode. It's also at HagmanPI.com. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's checkdefense.com/Hagman, and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You're not going to believe how simple this is. And just a reminder, Chuck Norris is 81 years old and has more energy than me. and he discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below. And again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Love the program. All right, with me, running shotgun, of course, is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. But very specially, bringing on today a man I admire, respect, and a man who's done more to save the children than any other man I know. I know that he's networking with SaveThem.org, ShatterOps.org. That's ShatterOps.org, as well as Save Them. But ShatterOps.org is the domestic component of Russ Dizdar's legacy. They're a fantastic group, but the meat and potatoes of saving children is Craig Sawyer's group, Veteran Child Rescue, and what he's done. We're going to show you what he's done. This is a Predator update. I talked about this last week. By cutting this off, by handling it this way, the way Craig Sawyer, Investors Child's Rescue is doing it, it's a righteous, godly pursuit. But watch this video update, and you know what I'm talking about. I think we might have even played the video, his update last week. I don't remember, but we're going to play it again. Please pay attention, careful attention, and also. Support. If Donald Trump can make $300 million, and this is, I'm not disparaging him, if he can make $300 million off a sham guilty verdict in New York, then Vets for Child Rescue should be making twice that for his efforts. So donate, dig deep, support this man. Here's the video, minute long.
Friends, we just finished up an operation in the Nashville area with a local law enforcement agency, and even with a humble effort, we yielded over 70 warrants against child predators that are being processed for service. So all of these arrests will be made. Can you imagine? We're just a small 501c3 nonprofit org with humble support. Can you imagine if our federal government put its full weight behind defending the children like it does on so many other things? The results of this are profound. We're not surprised because we see it all the time, but we had one of our staff members, one of our teammates, show the law enforcement, and we're talking about military veterans who are law enforcement now. The law enforcement were brought to tears at what they witnessed of the chats, what was on this phone, of these benign profiles of little innocent children without provocation, the vulgarity and the vile nature, the pictures of the male genitalia and the abuse and the disgusting sexual overt content of those conversations, of what the predators wanted to do to these precious little girls and boys. It would turn your stomach and it would bring you to your knees in tears, because we're seeing that's what the effect that it's having on law enforcement folks. We got work to do, but that's opportunity. Thanks for your support for Veterans for Child Rescue. We'll report these arrests as they begin playing out. God bless.
And folks, that was a great update, but I'm telling you, Craig is rather understating, and deliberately so, the impact that he's having in that area. He's going to be talking about it now. Before I bring Craig on, I want to bring Randy Taylor on and really introduce both of them to each other. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine today, sir.
All right. Randy with us is Craig Sawyer. Now, you've never met in person. You've watched him for years, followed him for years. So he's with us. Let's bring Craig Sawyer on. And Craig, I'm going to just let you loose. And at any given time that we're going to we'll jump in with questions. But I'll just start off by asking you, what's up?
What's up, man? There's a lot that's going on, and a pleasure to meet you, Randy. It's an honor, sir.
Pleasure's all mine, sir.
Anybody that's assisting Doug is doing good work, as we all know. So God bless you guys. Well, what's up is we have right now a backlash against operations to protect children from predators. And if you're following the clash between good and evil these days, it should be no surprise. Whenever you do something good, whenever you do something positive, evil is going to bite at your heels and hiss and scream and protest. So what we've seen in Nashville since we made the first arrest there is a news channel and multiple reporters, but one has made it his personal business to go after Sean Taylor, the assistant chief of police in Millersville there, in the town that we ran the op. And the news reporter is literally, not only is he going wildly overboard in defamation, but he's going into overt malice by literally trying to destroy the cop's life. He held some sort of hearing. I think there's already footage of it online, footage of the hearing. But the reporter wanted the cop to stand before some sort of committee to assess his sanity, because the cop was arresting child predators and talking about child trafficking. And according to this reporter, even though U.S. Marshals Service, HSI, FBI, and many others have been arresting thousands of child predators and traffickers and rescuing hundreds, if not thousands, of children over the years, last few years, this reporter reckons that child trafficking is only a conspiracy theory. And because of that, anybody that's arresting predators must be insane and therefore not safe to have a badge and gun. So he's literally on that premise trying to take the badge and gun of Sean Taylor. And my position on that is simply, why? Just an honest observation from a busted up veteran and a father with a broken heart for children. Why the anger? Why the vitriol? Why the supercharged bitterness and the malice that is undeniable, and this overboard desperation to destroy this cop before he can serve those 70 warrants? And that's really the bottom line. If we just all look at Channel 5 and their reporter who is going after Sean Taylor, and start to examine the motive, it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. It doesn't hold up to rational observation and good faith. It doesn't hold up to logic. And it's easy to see that there's some apparent motive, some apparent compulsion to drive this level of energy, because now every day Channel 5 is posting something new, and they're the name calling. So when have you ever seen a professional news organization who's reporting in good faith go after productive citizens and law enforcement and start preemptively calling them names with an obvious agenda to completely discredit the person? It's juvenile. It's unprofessional. It's just bad. Yet there they go, day after day. And it seems like every day that they don't get their way of destroying this man and silencing him and stopping him from serving those warrants, they grow more fearful and more frantic in their desperation. And so I'm just sitting back and observing and saying, wow, isn't that curious? Shouldn't we be interested in what the compulsion is for that level of vitriol and energy? And I've watched a couple. This guy, his name's Phil Williams, the reporter. I've gone on Channel 5 and watched a couple of his videos, and they are shameful. And the entire newsroom, they're like going, they're agreeing with him and acting like they're scared for their community because this conspiracy cop, they're calling him a conspiracy cop. So they're labeling the man. And they say it over and over and over again because they want people to believe that he's insane and he's incompetent. And so when they go and brutally destroy his life, that the public will go along with that because they've heard so many times that he's somehow a horrible person and mentally unsound. And it appears to
to be what the reporter is leaning on is Sean Taylor during a break of law enforcement. I believe he retired and thought, well, shoot, I'm my own man now. I can have a little fun with a political podcast. And so he did some of that for a while. And he was asking questions and interviewing people and doing what people do with political podcasts. And now he is back in law enforcement. So he's not having those types of public discussions. But Phil Williams is having to go back to those antics or those discussions and try to misrepresent them and exaggerate and narrate over the top of it and make it seem like it's somehow something horrible. And so okay. I think it doesn't take much to scrutinize it and realize something's very, very wrong. It's not what they claim.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a question. And then, of course, RT, you can, after his answer, you can follow through on that or ask your own. But
I was going to make a comparison about.
Go ahead.
We're getting, you notice when the Sound of Freedom was coming out, how automatically Rolling Stone put out an article about it was for brain dead fathers. And this is a normal thing. They're protecting their masters. These reporters, they get their marching orders from up on high, not the same up on high those three gentlemen have. They're up on high and in an office somewhere. These are evil people. I just wanted to make that comparison.
Well, I agree, but I just want to make sure that I understand this correctly, because Craig, I've got to give you so many props. I've never seen such a well-organized operational outpost as the one you established outside of Nashville. And to my knowledge, this assembly of individuals, law enforcement, different organizations, including Shatter Ops and others, in ancillary positions is really unprecedented, is it not? I don't ever recall ever seeing an operation established that you established like this.
I am not aware, and I haven't, in all honesty, gone and tried to research the numbers, the statistics, but I'm not aware of any private group, any NGO who's operating domestically here in the continental United States, who's gotten 70 warrants in one operation.
Exactly.
And here's another thing, Doug, as an investigator, you understand as I do, well, we all do here. I've been a federal criminal investigator. I went through the long course for that at FLETC in Glencoe, Georgia, as a federal air marshal, but I went through the CITP course there. So you're trained to go with all of the factual evidence, right? Consider all of it, go through the totality of circumstances, and the facts are what win out in a court of law. And so that's very clear to us. So we're, Sean Taylor and his police department are processing these warrants, and they have to be done on factual evidence or nobody will prosecute.
Right.
So, only factual evidence wins in a court of law, and that's being done professionally in good faith. But what you have from Phil Williams and his wild band of what seem like demonic, just troll bot accounts who respond with juvenile cursing and screaming. If you ever post anything there, it seems like their narrative is to say, well, there was never any operation. Show us the 70 warrants. And even if there are, they're probably just no good because we think the cop's crazy. And so none of it's real. Make it go away. That seems to be their narrative. And when I saw the vitriol and I saw like the hissing and the screaming and the cursing and a lot of people responding in ways that you could tell they don't even know the argument that they're having. They have no idea who I am. They're guessing it. Who I am, and I'm like, why don't you just click on my bio and read who I am? But never mind, right? These people don't research, obviously.
No.
They just know that team, right? You know, Phil Williams is their mascot, and they're just going to cheer, cheer, cheer. Either that or their political operative accounts, and all they're there paid to do is just, you know, troll anyone that dares to ask him why he's being so vicious against a cop. So when I saw it was like that, I sat down on Sunday morning and just made an honest video. It's like 20 minutes long. And I was just saying, hey, if we're operating from a human standpoint, if we're interacting with each other as humans from a heart of compassion and love, the way Jesus Christ, Yeshua, showed us to be, the way he taught us to be, if we're approaching it that way, we'll go through the facts in good faith, calmly, and we will seek truth and we will seek real justice rather than screaming for a team, you know, preemptively without an understanding. And above all, our motive, our priority should be for the welfare, the safety of the children.
Amen.
But nobody's mentioning the children on this thread. You know, I posted that video saying, let's have a discussion about this. Let's calm it down. Let's open up and have a genuine look at why Phil is attacking the cop who has the 70 warrants. And you know what the responses were? You can look on Phil Williams' thread. They're like, F you, you eat boogers. Nah. It, just trying to change the subject and make counter accusations and throw smoke screen and divert in this desperate, desperate cover up and trying to escape the facts. And the facts are, Sean Taylor's processing 70 warrants on very vile and aggressive child predators near Nashville. And Phil Williams appears to be trying to stop him. And so I'm asking what I think we should all be asking. Why?
RT?
For him to respond, that this Phil Williams guy, for him to come at you like this, I dare say that somebody's behind him pushing him to do it. Either that or he's throwing his hand out there saying that he's a pedophile. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I can't imagine attacking someone like Craig who's trying to do the right thing. He's out there doing the Lord's work. Even if you don't believe in the Lord, he's helping children. I don't know why anything has to be qualified beyond that. But for this man to attack you like that, and then he said he's his, and all the people behind him. I'm just glancing here real quick on Twitter. And these people should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely be ashamed of themselves. This is typical leftist defense. They have no defense. This is typical for the left. You just say something, they'll yell, Donald Trump bad, orange man bad. What do you do? They don't have an answer for you. Right. You're in that same boat right now.
Yeah. Going on to Phil Williams' thread, it's like walking into a zoo with a monkey throwing poo everywhere. His monkeys that are throwing poo seem like they're deranged. And, you know, one thing that I said in my video trying to calm everybody down, it was genuine. It was a sincere expression because I see it now, having interviewed so many survivors. I was like, I see a lot of brokenness and probably a lot of trauma survivors. And it comes from childhood, guys. You know that probably as well as I do by now. You investigate enough, you interview enough people, you realize these broken people, they're traumatized. They were horribly abused when they were children. It breaks my heart. So I stated that. I said, hey, I realize a lot of you are probably, by the looks of it, traumatized and victimized. And I told them, I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened to you. But that's what I'm fighting against. Like, that's who I am. I'm trying to prevent countless other children from going through that. That's what I'm fighting for. That's why I care. That's why I'm speaking up. That's why you can't bully me, you know? And so whenever I question Phil Williams on why he's bullying Sean Taylor in appearance to stop the service of the 70 warrants, then all his little trolls are screaming, Sue Greg Sire, stop him, shut him up, silence him. And my point is, okay, if that's going to set you off and trigger you, if you're so frail as a bully attack dog reporter who does hit pieces on citizens, you should have a little thicker skin than that.
Yeah.
And also, if me questioning you about your attack on Sean Taylor, is that triggering? How much of a legitimate case does Sean Taylor, for you coming after his family, taking his livelihood, his ability to feed his family, take his badge and his gun and his boss's badge and gun. Who knows where all it'll stop, because they're going to make sure that those warrants, if they can help it, it looks like they're out to stop those warrants from being served, and they'll attack everybody they can until it stops. Right. So that appears to be their narrative, and they won't address it and say whether or not that is their objective, because it, to me, it appears that it is. But I just try to get them to go, oh, well, how much more does Sean Taylor really have a defamation suit against Phil Williams with malice? Because there is malice there, and there is a real lawsuit there. That's going to be an expensive lawsuit. And I don't know if they're going to change Channel 5's name to, Sean Taylor News Network, because I think he's going to own that whole network for what they've done. They've gone way out on a limb, and they are legally in a precarious spot, and they are wrong. They're morally wrong. They're factually wrong, and they should be ashamed of themselves. They have not investigated the rest of them that are cheering him on. If they dug in deeper and they knew Sean Taylor like I do, I've prayed with the man. I've been in his home. I've met his family. I've spent around him. He's a good father. He's a good husband. There's love in that home. And he wants good things for his community. And that's why he's stopping predators from raping children. So he's not the guy. He's not the problem that any of us need to be going after. He's stopping the problem. So why anyone would have a problem with that begs closer scrutiny. So
Absolutely. This is pure good against evil. There's no other way to describe this. This is good against evil. The part that really alarms me is when the evil started to just spoke up, the hordes that followed and jumped on that bandwagon. That, Craig, I find alarming in an adult population anywhere.
Yeah.
I find that alarming that anybody would even attempt to defend pedophilia in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I find that appalling. I'm sorry, sir. So I told you beginning of the show, you're a bigger man than me, sir.
No, well, my thing now, because Phil Williams keeps complaining about being questioned, he wants to be questioned very carefully and very gently and very fairly. Well, I think we would all want that. Yes. And my question to him, then, why are you not doing that for Sean Taylor? Where is your care? Where is your accuracy? Where is your fairness in how you're representing Sean Taylor? He won't address that. He can't, because he's in the wrong. He's in the wrong. And he knows he's in the wrong. And anybody who's not paid to be on a team or isn't psychologically compromised can make an honest, organic, rational observation of the situation and make an assessment of what's going on there.
I'm surprised he's getting this type of support. I used to vacation in Tennessee every year regularly. Love the people in Tennessee. Good, good people. I love them. I thought about moving there. It's just, there's something cool about that state and the people there. Then find out that there's a news station that would even support this. I mean, this person is, I can't believe a news station from a business. I'm a businessman. I defending somebody like this. I would just say this is setting up for a lawsuit or something. This is huge.
Well,
I'm appalled. I'm really appalled. And I would think that the listeners, would call in and demand that this is handled differently by that news station.
Well, when any entity, whether it be a news station or other, anybody that's on TV that gets their revenue from their sponsors,
thank you.
If they don't have any moral compassion and they're not motivated by right and wrong, then we, the citizens, have to vote with our wallets and we have to boycott their sponsors. They force us to do that. That's the only thing they care about. They're lusty, greedy, wicked people. In some cases, those types have to be leveraged by what they care about, and they care about the money. So go after
the
money.
That's the one thing you can definitely get them on. I always told my wife, you don't like them, don't go in there and holler and scream at somebody. We don't go back there. We don't spend money there. You hurt them more than you could ever hurt them by going in there and yelling at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't spend your money.
And Craig, let me ask you this. You from your operation, when you extrapolate the numbers, and I think I might have reposted this or thought these are your calculations. Those 71 warrants represent the protection of nearly 5,000 children, if the numbers are accurate, and I believe that they are.
Yeah, I believe it was NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, that ran a study, and the data that they posted was that the average number of children a child predator harms and rapes in their lifetime is 70, because it's a serial predation. They don't tend to stop. And anybody that's in the prison system or has dealt with pedophiles will attest to that. They don't rape a few children and then stop. They it's like a demonized thing. It's a sickness. They can't seem to stop themselves. So anyway, if that average is 70, then 70 warrants on child predators who harm 70 children each in their lifetime represents 4,900 children affected by that. So folks, pray without ceasing for almost 5,000 children hanging in the balance right now. You have Sean Taylor fighting for those children, and you have Phil Williams fighting against them, seemingly. And we're asking Phil Williams a direct question on what his stance is on the sexualization of children. I've asked him very specifically if he will denounce pedophilia and the rape of children. So we'll see what he says.
Yeah,
but it's a curious situation, because I'll be interested in his response to that direct and very important fundamental question.
As News Channel 5's Phil Williams, has his actions stopped or otherwise impeded the actions of law enforcement for the delivery or the execution of the arrest warrants?
Well, he's trying to demoralize and destroy the life of any law enforcement who's carrying out the enforcement of the law in good faith for the children. Right now, he is making war on the law enforcement who are enforcing the law against child predators. So that is a threat to every child who those predators are going to harm between now and whenever they are caught. So if they're not caught, that's on Phil Williams. If it takes a long time to catch him because Phil Williams is obstructing justice, then that's on Phil Williams too. And that's something I think we need to start looking at with HSI, FBI, U.S. Marshal Service. Is Phil Williams obstructing justice by attacking law enforcement who is enforcing the law in good faith on factual evidence that wins cases in court to the tune of 100% conviction rate with vets for child rescue? Our template, the way that we gather our factual evidence, is proven, and it has resulted in 27 arrests with a 100% conviction rate. So if Phil Williams is attacking these warrants, he is attempting to obstruct justice. So how much damage he's done right now, only law enforcement can really assess. So I think we need to have a closer look and just take an honest, deep breath and look at this situation and go, is this healthy for our populace? Is this healthy for our community? Or is this something that's off the rails?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Difficult to really comprehend. Friends, if you don't know who we're talking about, of course, Randy Taylor is on with me, as well as a very special guest, Craig Sawyer. His time is extremely valuable. The man is out there fighting for the safety and against the exploitation of your children. You can tune into his podcast, Defending Our Children, aptly named. And also, go to vetsforchildrescue.org, get the video, the documentary Contraland, and follow him on social media, of course. And that's Craig Sawman Sawyer. And in fact, I'll have links to all of that at HagmanPI.com. Craig, and then I'll try, Randy, you can ask the same question. What else should the listeners and viewers of this broadcast know about your activities, your organization activities? What's happening? Because what you do is so valuable, so precious.
I would say,
go ahead.
Yeah, I would say what we would encourage people to do right now is those who are inside of any crime ring around Nashville, those who are either whistleblowers in a position to know with factual evidence, reach out to Veterans for Child Rescue through our website, and we will share the intel with our intelligence team, with our investigations team. Begin researching the death of Grant Solomon there in Nashville. There are active groups of families demanding justice for Grant Solomon. It's a very suspicious case. His father was another newsman there in Nashville. And many people believe that Grant was murdered by his father. And they were unable to get any satisfaction that the investigation was done to any degree in good faith. They feel like it was a murder and a cover up. And they feel like it was not only that, but blatantly and obviously so. And so they're yelling from the heart for a legitimate investigation. Probably at this point needs to be an outside entity and get to the bottom of what's going on there. And what level of corruption and organization does it take to cover up a crime, and who all may be in on it? Research that. So if you have information and evidence on that, if you have evidence and information on mortgage fraud through multi-billion dollar mortgage loans, let us know. If you have information on child trafficking there, let us know. If you have information on any corruption through the news media in this attack campaign, let us know so we can begin compiling the factual evidence, not conspiracy theory, not emotion, not rumor, factual evidence for professional investigations, for actual prosecutions in a court of law. That's what we do. So that's what we're after. Don't waste our time. And we appreciate anybody who comes forward in good faith. So yeah. God bless everybody who's looking at this and trying to help shine the light on this ridiculous situation and bring healing and truth out of it and help us spare countless children. So pray without ceasing, folks. Like Doug said, you'll find out at the end of the day, as this plays out around the globe, what the wicked out there seem to be most focused on, their biggest target is the children. It comes out more and more and more. And that's a bigger story. But what we're out to do is stop it. We're just out to stop people from raping and harming children. It's that simple for me. So thank you for your information on that. Thank you for your support for our operations. And let's just try to make our communities safer for the children. That's it.
And Craig, on Twitter and social media, is there anything, if you had all our listeners in one room sitting there talking to them, is there anything that the listeners can do that we can do that would help you?
Right now, I would ask them to go to my Twitter page, because my 130,000 follower Twitter page was deleted when they deleted Donald Trump's page. So
you're in good company.
Yeah. So, you know, my new one is so shadow banned, literally nobody sees it. So at one time I had, you know, close to at least 500,000 followers on different social media accounts. And the more I speak the truth, the more I expose these crimes, the more I get shadow banned from the different big tech platforms. My YouTube's been deleted. My LinkedIn's been deleted twice, you know, 25,000 followers there. They'll just delete it. Mm-hmm. 50,000 followers on Instagram, just deleted. I mean, this is what the left does when they have the microphone or they have the button. They just delete people to silence them. So my Twitter or the X right now is at Real Craig Sawyer. And because I'm so shadow banned there, it's like fighting with a toothpick. I can't really get any word out because everything, even my own friends and family don't see my post. So go to at Real Craig Sawyer on X, and look at the top of my page and just respond to my comments and begin investigating accordingly, and just share your thoughts there in good faith. We appreciate your support because almost nobody's seeing it to comment. So,
yeah,
sure.
Same here.
Same here. Been that way for years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's amazing. Craig, I know that you've got to bust out. Your time is so incredibly important. And folks, I cannot overstate the importance of Vets for Child Rescue. Craig Sawyer, what he does, the man is just a machine in terms of rescuing children. His track record is beyond anything. Look, you know, as an investigator involved in the court system, it's all what you bring in terms of evidence, the quality of evidence in order for a conviction. His conviction rate, his group's conviction rate, 100%. So go to Vets for Child Rescue, donate the hell out. I mean, whatever you can do to support this group, because it is so important to what we do. And, hey, your child could be next. Okay, so.
Yeah. And you see what they're facing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're being publicly slandered. You see what they're facing. Get in there and help them, okay? This stuff requires time, money, and lawyers. Oh, please.
Amen.
Our followers, you're the greatest people. The followers I have in my report. Swing over here. See what you can do for this man, please. I ask of you. Doug asks of you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Yeah, and Craig, any closing comments you'd like to, I mean, feel free. Anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered or you want to open up or put a cap on? Anything that you'd like to talk about in the closing?
No, the reason I posted the Twitter thing and encouraged people to go there is because that's where I'm asking Phil Williams to answer, to make a statement on his position on pedophilia. And I think that's why that's important, and that's why I asked for that.
And that's the parking lot for right now.
That's it.
The listeners and viewers who are on Twitter or X or whatever the hell the name, do the same thing. Hold the man's feet to the fire nicely. Do it
absolutely.
But just ask the question nicely. Ask the question. Ask the right.
Where do
question.
You stand?
Yeah.
Let's take the high road to come from compassion and love, just like Jesus Christ taught Amen. Us and showed us to do. Yeshua showed us the way. Let's be like him, and we'll have better outcomes with whatever we do. So look, God bless you guys. God bless everybody who stands up for truth and speaks the truth in this time of chaos and destruction. And my mom would have said, they need Jesus. And she was right. And our nation needs Jesus. And it's not about being some religious thing. It's like, that's literally true. The creator of everything loves the children. And they're being defiled and traumatized at an industrial scale in our nation. So it is upon us.
We are constitutional.
Yes, sir. And we are a constitutional republic, so it is upon us, we the people, to run our country and demand better representation from our elected officials, our representatives in D.C. and locally. So let's get busy. Let's get assertive. Do it peacefully, but assert yourselves as citizens and demand better representation, because what we have right now is utter failure. It's an abomination before the Lord, and it's not okay. So it is upon us to change it.
Amen, my brother. I really appreciate you. We appreciate you more than you know. And listeners and viewers, please do. By the way, what time, days and times, so people know, when can they catch your podcast and where?
Oh, well, everything's on our website, v4cr.org, and we've got our radio show listed on there. So absolutely, anything you want to find, you can find it right on there. So we appreciate your support. Love you guys as brothers, and look forward to seeing better results for the children out there.
Amen. Yeah. Craig, thank you from the
bottom of our hearts. Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
God bless.
Definitely.
All right. Folks, that was Craig Sawyer. Vets in the number 4, childrescue.org. Simply go to Hagman PI and click on the link. Go to Twitter, X, whatever, at Real Craig Sawyer. That's his that's his Twitter. And, of course, Randy, you and I have spoken about this so many times.
I'm thrilled to meet the guy. I follow him on Twitter. Kind of keep an eye on everything. I am so thrilled that we had him here today. And really, ladies and gentlemen that followed, follow Doug here and don't follow me, let's show the support for Craig.
Yeah.
Okay. This is our greatest asset, is our children. The grief that we've all experienced in the last 3 or 4 years, especially. Okay. They're being sexualized. They've been manipulated by the government. They were injected with drugs they didn't need. Lord knows what I've injected those little bodies. Listen, the children have had enough. It's time to get between the bad guys and the kids. Okay? I'm standing in front of the kids. You can stand in front of the kids, too. Doug's standing in front of the kids. Try and get by us.
You know,
people do these things to children. Okay, I told him he's a bigger man than me, Doug. Especially what happened with his daughter.
Yeah,
I got a lot of relentless attacks against him. Yes,
the slander, libel, the incredible.
And every time someone pops up to even throw a little pebble at the problem of sexual exploitation of children, is automatically ridiculed. Now, I had mentioned at the beginning that that movie. What was the name of that movie that came out? Sound of Freedom. They were slamming that movie before it ever made it to the theaters. It hadn't even made it to the theaters. And then your big IMAX or whatever they are, certain companies I know in Canada and in parts of the USA wouldn't air the film. I mean, there's a huge problem here. And when I started looking at the companies that run things, and then who runs those companies and who's sitting in those offices that would make that kind of decision and enable and help child predators. Because automatically, you're on my hit list. These are babies, man. These are children. God put them here. We're supposed to protect them. We're supposed to protect them. We're supposed to protect them in the womb. And we're supposed to protect them when they're born. And we're supposed to protect them until they're about 18, 19. And our own, we protect beyond that. It makes me sick, Doug.
It's one of the most difficult things for a parent to see a child. I don't care if the child is 6, 16, 26, 35, whatever. To attempt to protect them, sometimes from themselves, but many times from other people.
And my friend, you know that better than anyone. And I've grieved. I've grieved with you. I've watched you grieve. My heart has gone out to you.
Yeah, you know.
So many times, brother. So many times.
It's interesting because I'll just share this.
Their family, share it.
Yeah,
their family.
Last week, I received. Of course, many of you know that I lost my adult daughter several weeks ago, and she was 38, and they found her. They found her in the back of her house, cut on her head, and. Some cuts on her bruises on her hands. She laid out in the elements for 17 hours before she was found, but dead. I received the medical examiner's report, and they listed the cause of death as an accidental. Okay, so I'm not going to get into it, but that's a fight I've really demanded an equivocal death investigation be opened on the case, and We're still working on that, but it's interesting when you bury two adult children in 5 years under completely different circumstances.
That's not normal.
So. No, it's not. So you know, look, I have empathy for those. But you know, one thing I found, RT, is this. After that happened, I got a lot of letters and cards and notes. And the number of people who have lost children and young, especially, it's just amazing. So the reason I brought that up is not, me. It is if we can help Craig and his team and shatterops.org to save them from the predators out there, man, I'll tell you what, we need to do that, don't we?
Absolutely. And the feelings that you're feeling, the people that have lost children, like yourself and the people in our audience, you don't want other parents to feel that. No. You don't want them to experience that. That's such a check. That's so against the natural order of things. A parent should never have to bury their children. And I just, listen, my heart goes out to anybody that's been through that. And my heart always has gone out to my friend Doug on this. And you know what? It's time we get really serious. I know we've got a plate full with the World Economic Forum, the scum in the White House. Everything's being leveled against us. The attacks on our food supply, the attacks on children. They're being attacked. The children are targets of the globalists. Don't think that they're not. If a news reporter from a news station jumps out and goes after you for helping children, there's a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a problem. And I'll tell you what, people need to drop a line to this Channel 5 in Nashville. But first of all, go and check this out on Twitter. See what they're saying and get involved. Feel free to tweet. You can come over to my page, tweet. You're welcome there. Okay? Say what's on your mind. And let's get in here and let's fight. You know what? We would love to pull the enemy out any day onto a battlefield and fight them. Because we would win. We can win this. All right? This is one of thousands of battles we're going to face. Let's do it. All right? Let's get in there. Let's fight. When this shows up, watch my Twitter feed today. All right? Now, I'm not as graceful and eloquent as many of you are. Okay? But I got things to say. And this stinks to high heaven when you got a reporter working for a major news network in Nashville trying to take down and discredit and question the arrest of pedophiles. Those warrants wouldn't be there if there wasn't solid evidence. This isn't speculative. They've got evidence. And Craig Sawyer's his conviction rate is 100%. Okay? That's not speculation. That means that every one of these rat bastards, okay, had enough evidence against them to nail them to the wall. And that's exactly where they need to be, in a jail cell nailed to a wall. This has got to stop. And you know what? Maybe your kids are grown and gone, but you got grandkids. Do you realize, and this alarms me, I was looking just stats, and this is something I noticed in Canada. And my wife tracks one of these neighborhood things because you don't get any true stats in Canada anymore on the news. It's a government-owned news station, okay? So the murders, the kidnappings, and all that. There is an epidemic, okay, outside of Toronto and in Toronto, but I live outside of Toronto. I have a family up there. There's an epidemic right now of children disappearing. Not a word on the news. Not a word. I'll tell you what. You want to find out what's going on in your county? You get out of mom's forum. These are mothers. There's mothers in this area that I'm speaking of. Okay? And I was just up there last week. I'm telling you. These moms don't miss a thing. There are kids being snatched left and right. Not a word on the news. I want you to stop and think about that. Snatched left and right, never seen again. And most of these are between 11 years old and 15 years old. This is getting crazy, okay? The numbers are unbelievable. And we see stats. I remember we were looking at something in Ohio a couple months ago, and there was already, in just this one area, Cleveland or something, and they had already lost like 60 kids in this year, in 2024. Gone, never seen again. You don't think we have a problem? We have a horrible problem. But the people that are running the show don't want to hear the stats. They don't give instructions to the news people to talk about this. So people, a lot of people are unaware until their kid is taken. Well, that's one hell of a way to learn something, isn't it? When your kid's taken. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get on this. I'm asking you. I know we got, listen, you people got Twitter accounts. I know I'm shadow banned, you know, into the next planet. Okay. Find me. Okay. I'm in there somewhere. Look up. You know, I'll tell you what, if you punch in, go to your search and punch in Doug Hagman, no space in between. Doug Hagman. Doug, I'm telling you, Doug's will come up, but you got to go look for it. That's the same thing with me. I don't even remember what mine is.
Randy underscore Taylor US or something like that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is I couldn't find you through a search.
Exactly. At Randy Taylor underscore USA.
There you go.
At Randy Taylor underscore USA. But what Doug's saying, we're putting news and stuff on there constantly. Very conservative news clips. This, that, and the other conservative films. We support Alex Jones. We support Donald Trump. You know, we are on the top of the wave, riding the conservative wave. You can't even find us at the beach. If you're looking out in the ocean for us, you don't see us. They said, and we got shadow banned before the last election.
Yes.
And those hooks were never taken out. And that's something Elon Musk needs to get in and look at. A lot of the filth is still on his staff.
100% on that. Now
that is a fact.
RT, this is something that will segue into other things, but
yes,
there are several things that I want to get into, but to somewhat piggyback from what Craig Sawyer had talked about, not too many people know this. I've mentioned this in the past. I know you know this, but this is something that when we talk about child sex predators, and you talk about, for example, when we had Jack Cashel on talking about a very corrupt, ostensibly, allegedly corrupt medical examiner in D.C. Back in 2002, now getting to what Craig Sawyer was talking about, or segueing from that. Back in 2002, I became certified in the forensic discipline of blood spatter analysis. And in that course, it was a very extensive and intense course. One of my classmates was a naval veteran and the medical examiner of Shelby County, Tennessee. His name was, and I stress was, O.C. Smith. And I, in fact, I joked with him about his initials and such, but we had classes together, and, you know, I'd bring him a cup of coffee, he'd bring me one, and we talked quite a bit. And during that time, there were some suspicious deaths of scientists and some suspicious deaths involving both people in that venue of, I'll just call it like an Epstein venue, but also the Clinton venue, okay? Now, my son died in 2019 June, at the end of June, beginning 29th of June. And I received word within 3 weeks that O.C. Smith had passed away at 66 years old. In the event you don't know O.C. Smith, if we can put up what I sent to you, Eric the Tech, the former Shelby medical examiner, who was accused of faking his own bomb attack, died. There's a photograph there of O.C. Smith. To make a long, convoluted story short, One night at the ME's office, he was reportedly grabbed, subdued, impaired by a chemical substance, wrapped in barbed wire, and a bomb was attached to his body. He was found the next day after being in that position for a long time. And now there's a photo, if you can, Eric the Tech, if you can put that up. I don't know if, do you have it? You did not get it? All right, I'm going to send this to you again. This is what happens with, commonly, with things that are, you talk about Arkansas and you talk about things that are a little bit, what would you call it, conspiratorial in nature.
It's anthrax, too.
Yeah, anthrax. And this was right during that time.
Yeah, I remember this vividly. Okay. That's when you and I met.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, let me see here. You should have received it now. Let me know if you did. It's an important piece, an important picture. The picture, by the way, is within the article.
Yeah, Steve Quayle used to run a list of missing doctors and scientists.
Exactly.
During that, I remember that period of time. A car found on bridge in Tennessee, just outside of Memphis.
And
the guy's gone. You don't know if he went in the water. You don't know if somebody took him. It's just his car is found on the bridge. Doors open at 2:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
This is the kind of crap. This is the kind of crap you're dealing with. Hey, what do you have to go on?
Well,
the only thing you had to go on was, what were they working on? See, that was the go-to.
And that's why I bring this up today. Okay, so he passed away, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But when this happened, what was he working on? The very same types of cases that we're seeing today. And this is why, okay, did you get it? Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I'll get it to you. Now, RT, to me, it's important that we not dwell, but not forget history, right? So, while I do this, go ahead and comment on that, because I want people to see this man and what they did to him. So I want to make sure I get this to
Yeah, this whole thing as Doug's talking about was a period of time that was actually, it had a lot to do with Clinton, but then it moved right on into Bush and things along that nature. You had the anthrax, anybody that touched that, okay, was, something would happen to them. It didn't matter what happened. Discredited, found dead. A lot of suicides. I had no idea the doctors, committed suicide as much as they did. Right. And we were seeing this, and anybody that was working on, had seen almost anything that was the topic of the day that actually used to make it to the news networks was being found dead or disappeared. And it was, the list was growing. I mean, you've already got the Clinton death list. We got that. Everybody. And I believe that there's still add to it. I think Seth Rich was an addition to that. But I remember this list. Steve Quayle used to run it on his website. And when you would sit down and read it.
It's still there, I believe.
Okay, it is alarming. It is alarming how people just vanish in this country. Just vanish, gone. Or some horrific death. Like Doug just described of this guy that taught the class. And I remember what Doug. I remember when I first met Doug. He was really still fresh on that, and he had mentioned that that was one of his qualifications, and it was. And Doug is actually very good at blood spatter analysis. That comes into play more than people would think. You can tell an awful lot on a crime scene just by the type of splatter, where it's at, how much is there. It's a very, it's a complicated science, but he's got it down to a science. Okay. But
that was the first time I ever used a slide rule outside of, Well, for 35 years, 40 years prior to that. But anyway, yeah.
Well, it's a nice qualification to have.
Yeah,
it comes up more than you think it does.
It does, and it can prove what didn't happen in addition to what did happen. Here is the photograph of O.C. Smith. He was found handcuffed essentially to a window bar at the Shelby County Medical Examiner's Office with a barbed wire, wrapped in barbed wire, and a bomb around his neck. This was on June 1st of 2002, and I had gone through the class back in, I think it was in throughout March, April, May of 2002. So this was probably within a few weeks after we parted company, and that's a photograph. And the problem here is the FBI and other authorities said that he did this to himself, that he put the bomb on himself, that he wrapped himself in barbed wire, that he he did all of this. Kind of like being shot in the head twice and calling it a suicide.
Yes.
Okay, and the reason I bring this up, this hits closer to home than most people realize, with both Randy Taylor and myself knowing people, having been associated with people like this, and his reputation was absolutely ruined by the feds. And again, I bring this up only because when you look at Craig Sawyer, whether you are being smeared by others with malice, or whether you're physically wrapped up in barbed wire, although one certainly physically hurts more than the other, the intent is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and folks, this is why I'm big too, and Artie, you can address this as well. You know, you're censored, I'm censored, others are censored on social media platforms. Of course, we lost 250,000 subscribers on YouTube, down for, I mean, we had 222,000 or something like that, and then it went down 125,000, and then bam, we're gone. Same with Randy Taylor too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it just happens overnight. It just boom.
But
there is nothing you could say on social media that could cost you that many followers in one night. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So they're either going to silence you or kill you or both. Like, yep. Steve says, you know, yep. Identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy.
Yep.
And the reason I bring this up to all of the people is, I see people still on YouTube, get the hell off of that communist, fascist piece of crap platform, and go with Rumble, go with Brighteon, but get off of that communist platform and stop self-censoring. Stop self-censoring. Well, you know, just because you make tons of friggin' money, I don't make crap.
No, you're selling your soul.
Yeah.
You're selling your soul for a dollar, for a price. And these people you see on YouTube, okay, they're not flying over the target. They're not even close to the target because they're just watching the dollar amount. That's it. I don't want any information or news from somebody that's just watching the dollar amount. I don't want it. And anybody, if you're following people on YouTube, you need to really start questioning, because if they're telling the truth about what's going on today, I'm not talking about conspiracy theory, the truth, they would have been banned from YouTube.
Amen.
And if you're following them, I'll tell you what, you're wasting your time, and what they're telling you is crap. I just said it. Hear me? Crap.
And just to kind of close this out, you and I, we both know Phil Haney. He, of course, was found ruled a suicide. He always carried a flash drive around his neck with some very important information in it when he was found, when his body was found. He's been a guest on our show. That flash drive was nowhere to be found. If you look at everything about O.C. Smith, you realize his reputation was ruined before his body was ruined. You look at the man from Gray State, David Crowley. He was a guest on our show. Supposedly killed his family and then killed himself. Okay, supposedly. So there are so many others. And folks, let me tell you something. The not only are the threats increasing to both RT, myself, others associated with me, but so are the instances of attempted silence. So don't squander your opportunity. Speak out, because we must speak out. Okay, yeah. RT, last word. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. They come up with ways every day. Sometimes it's as simple as tampering with the internet connections. We've been doing this a long time. I know how to log into some. We can tell when we're being messed with. Okay? And they're going to continue to do that. Eventually, one day, you're not going to be able to see the show. That's going to happen. Okay? Unless we win this thing first. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, there's a lot of things that we have to get done. We're running out of time. That if that election's coming, who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. They had Trump facing jail time. And if he's going to get put in jail, I mean, that's a whole new spectrum of problems.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
If anyone out there believes that Donald Trump will not be sentenced to some level of confinement, you're out of your friggin' mind.
Yep.
They're in this up to their eyeballs.
Oh yeah, that's the icing on the cake. Absolutely. They're eating their cake. I'm telling you. This is to take Trump down. Now what Trump needs to do, seriously, we need to start pumping this whenever we're talking social media. He needs to name his VP. He needs to name his VP. Otherwise, he's going to go to jail. Nothing's going to happen, and it'll just wash away. He needs to name his VP. And we need to, right now, I'm asking you, okay, after you've done over Craig's site, put something out in your thing that Trump needs to name his VP. Okay? Remember that. He's getting into a real...
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I had some audio bleed. Wow.
I told you I was hearing voices, sir.
Yeah, I hear voices all the time, man. Actually, that was in prep for some commentary about, I'll just say this as well. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to Wisconsin Christian News. And make sure you are a subscriber to both the paper as well as the digital paper of Wisconsin Christian News. With respect, go ahead.
But right before that, stop at the Hagman site and grab some of this coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to have this coffee and a receipt in order to go to the other site, right? Something like that. Anyway, this is helping. The whole show today has been about helping the kids. This right here, a portion of it goes to helping the children.
Exactly.
I want you to think about that. That's a great way to help them. Buying coffee, something you enjoy. You know, most of the time we try and make this show platform where it's not like a great big news station or anything. We make it to like you just walked into the living room with us. And we're talking.
Hopefully, that's the case.
You know, that's kind of what we aim for. You know, we want you to know you're welcome. We sit here in front of the campfire, you're in front of the fire with us, you know. Have a cup of coffee.
Well, and I thank you for that. And folks, thank you very much, because you're helping children. And
Absolutely.
God's going to look upon us from the infanticide, killing the unborn, to how children are treated, and judge us accordingly, I believe. But I want to just comment very briefly, because there's so much going on. When President Trump was sentenced on May 30th of 2024, I mean, I don't believe anyone was surprised by that. But and I'm not a fan of hyperbole or statements that incite hysteria through any embellishment of events. I'm not a fan of that. But I believe our nation on that day passed a significant inflection point, and I'll just say it, the point of no return. The U.S. is not going to be the same country as we have known it. And Your thoughts on that? Do you believe that? Because
I absolutely believe it. Every time we cross another threshold like that, it's making it to where, and I firmly believe, we're getting into a situation where we're not going to be able to vote this to go away. This isn't going to be fixed by votes. Reason being, if they take Trump, they're going to stick somebody else in. Most of those people you saw on stage in the Republican Party that were running, wanting to run, they're globalists. They're serving the same master. Okay, we got the same problem up in Canada. The conservatives, just as bad as the liberals. You know, they're all back to check their backgrounds or the World Economic Forum and the people that they're making deals with, and they want to do these WHO treaties. Well, these people have lost their collective minds, but they're selling their soul for a seat at the table. The globalist table. Yeah. These are unelected officials doing this crap too. So there's people running the government that we didn't put in there. And so then just add to it the people we did put in there. And when we talked about those, I wanted to bring up too about supporting the children, supporting the network here, the show. Okay. God tells you to tithe. And when you tithe, it's to do the Lord's work. And I like to thank that getting up every day, processing what we process, and then getting out here and bringing it to you to listen and it's solid information. We're not making stuff up. I would like to think that that's the Lord's work. And people tell me all the time in emails, you know, Randy, you and Doug are doing the Lord's work. Okay, then you can tithe here too. But listen, we're grateful for the folks that do support this whole Hagman network, okay, and the people here. We're going into tough times. We don't have a lot of time now. We're halfway through 2024 already. Hey, what's the date? June 4th. June's the 6 month. We don't have a lot of time till November. I'm interested. You folks, email me and tell me what you think, you know, as far as what's going to happen between now and November. We try and share on here with you every day what we think and what's going on. And we need to watch this Donald Trump thing closely. And Doug is absolutely right. They're either going to house arrest him or, which is funny, the house arrest, I almost laughed when they said it. Because, well, then he'd be just like Biden, because Biden liked to hide in his basement and still won the election, according to them. House arrest or jail. What happens then, people? I want you to stop and think about it. Okay, you think everybody's pinning all their hope on Trump. You know, this is going to get really ugly really fast. And I'm telling you, one of the first things they're going to want to do is try and cut us off. Okay, because we've got a lot of followers. We talk to a lot of people. We know a lot of people. So we're a threat. We know that. They perceive us as that.
And, you know, we're not
and God's right here with us.
Amen. Now we're not as big, of course, as many platforms, including and especially Dan Bongino. Last Friday, I want to introduce this because there was something that was said, and a lot was said by Dan Bongino. Like him, don't like him, I don't care. It's the message.
Don't shoot the messenger.
exactly. Because hey, as he pointed out too, even people on MSNBC had gotten some stuff correctly, and of course people that you would never otherwise follow, but if they say something correctly, you've got to acknowledge it. So this is Dan Bongino hearing the news, of course, after he heard the news of the President Trump's conviction on May 30th. This is the following day's broadcast. This is about 6.5 minutes in. I'm going to play this, RT, for a little bit because what he says, I think, is what other people are feeling. Because if you cannot feel a sea change in this country in your bones, if you can't feel it, that we passed this Rubicon, and of course you can look up what that means, that phrase means, or past the point of no return, which is a PNR, of course, and that indicates you know, if you're flying, you can't turn around and go back home. You've got to finish your mission. That's where we're at right now. So here's a clip, and then you and I can talk about it afterwards in the remaining moments we have. Go ahead and play it until we tell you quit, Eric the Tech. By the way, folks, Eric the Tech's birthday was yesterday.
Yep.
Day.
Yep.
He's almost 40. Oh boy. And he's married to my daughter. So wish him a happy birthday collectively. Studio audience, go ahead. There we go. Standing ovation. All right, Eric the Tech, go ahead and play.
It's all we want to hear. Didn't about tax cuts, school choice, didn't about anything anymore. All of the, I love that stuff. We tried for decades to make elections about freedom and liberty, economic prosperity, educational excellence, personal health care control. You know what happened? We got fed a bowl of dog shit up in New York where this fat slob prosecutor, Tyron Comey, decided it'd be a good idea with his Biden Colangelo clown to put the president in a freezing courtroom off the campaign trail for 6 weeks and then declare him guilty on 34 made up charges. And they expect you to sit back and take it? All I want to know going forward from any Republican pretending to run for office, running for office, in office, or running for re-election, who are the Democrats who actually broke the law that are going to be locked up next? We're not looking for anything else because we're not going to have anything else if you don't show them the consequences of the dogs of war they let loose. If it's illegal now to try to, quote, manipulate a campaign, which is called electioneering, by making book entries on legal charges, then why isn't Hillary Clinton under investigation for the dossier, which they booked as a, oh, shit, yeah, that's right, a legal charge. You ready? You ready for what's ahead? I say again to the blind out there, now see. Welcome to the revolution, man. It's good to have you. A lot of us have been here for a long time. A lot of us understand the fights. I'm a little mad at you for waiting this long. But I also want to welcome you onto this battlefield. Folks, the real insurrection happened yesterday. It's like hard to deal with, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, hate the word like, but I'm in a bad place and need a placeholder. I think a lot of you are too. But I feel like the energy shifted. I think a lot of you seen it too. The Mar-a-Lago raid was that initial kind of the bear got up from hibernation, but was still groggy and walking around. And do I drink or do I eat or where are the cubs or whatever? I'm not a bear biologist, but you know what I'm saying? Mar-a-Lago raid woke everyone up, but they weren't really ready. Everyone was kind of hoping there was going to, I think, be some correction mechanism and everyone would realize how crazy this is. But now it's just gotten crazier and everyone's starting to realize there's no turning back. You either pick a side or you're next.
Okay.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
And let me tell you something. He goes into great detail. Boy, that was a charged episode. But I think at this point they've unleashed the dogs of war.
Yes.
And I am so damn sick and tired mm-hmm. of the bullshit, strongly worded letters. Subpoenas better go out tomorrow. Today, subpoenas better go out against Joe Biden. You know, it's funny, RT, they did not. Okay, the Justice Department refuses to turn over the audio tapes of the We've got the transcripts, which the White House finally admitted, the Department of Justice finally admitted, oh, they're edited. They're edited.
Wow. Okay? Surely you just.
No, I wish I was. So get the damn tapes. Johnson, do your God blessed job. And I'm not being blasphemous.
No, you're right.
God blessed job. Okay.
You're put in that position for a reason.
Exactly.
Get together with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Get together with these girls.
Right.
I love them. They go for blood. MTG goes for blood. But she goes and ends up being all alone.
But exactly.
What the hell? Where are the men? Where are the God-fearing men? Where are the God-fearing members of Congress? Where are you? You talked about God. It was part of your platform. Where are you? We're running out of time, people.
They still think
we're going to vote our way out of it.
And
we've gone past that point.
Exactly. We're not going to be able to vote our way out of this, Artie. And when I say God, when I said that, I want to be very clear on this. Okay, God blessed America with positions of leadership. Notice I didn't say leaders, but positions of leadership that can get the job done. So, I mean, it is a blessed by God job. So it's up to you to obey our creator and to do your job as he would instruct you to do. And I hope you listen to that. But you mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fauci yesterday, again, moving on with some news. I know it seems like a rather slow-moving broadcast, but every point is important. Folks, okay, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is in the video itself. This is video, or in the show notes itself, this is video one, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I believe this was after her testimony in the GOP Oversight Committee where Dr. Fauci was testifying yesterday and again today. But here is a minute, 8 seconds of Marjorie Taylor Greene giving the what for to a reporter. Here it is.
We have Jamie Raskin in there accusing us of worshiping Trump, worshiping as a convicted felon.
Well,
so is George Floyd and everybody. And you all, too. The media worship George Floyd. Democrats worship George Floyd. There were riots burning down the country over George Floyd. And Raskin is in there saying we worship him. Excuse me. Let me correct you. And this is really important. I don't worship. I worship God. God. And Jesus is my savior. I don't worship President Trump. And I'm really sick and tired of the annex I have to deal with constantly from the Democrats. So that's what we just went through in there. It's nonstop BS and annex. You want to know why? The Democrats don't have anything. They're responsible for the lockdowns, forced vaccinations, kids being forced to stay home, people committing suicide, and all the horrors that this country lived through during COVID. Fauci belongs in prison. He should be tried for mass murder, and he should be tried for crimes against humanity. That's how I feel after that hearing. That's how the American people.
So we start out with children. Yeah, we start with children. And we just talked about children. We've got about two minutes left. You got the 2 minutes.
You know what?
Don't fundraise. Don't do anything. From your heart.
From my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a tough road ahead of us. Things are going to get dicey. All right. She's that woman you just saw. She's a good politician. Okay. And what she has to deal with. But we need to be talking to these people and emailing them. You're going to have to do our whole plan, our whole strategy is going to have to be multifaceted. There needs to be in communication with these people that are in charge. Okay. You guys need to be looking at things like things with the house for survival. I'm just telling them straight up for survival. All right. Just imagine if the electric grid goes down, what's going to happen to you? Food supply, water supply. These are all things you need to prepare like a hurricane's coming. Because a hurricane is coming. You want a list? Just go anywhere and say a hurricane checklist, survivor checklist. It's really simple. It's not crazy. All right? You need to have what they call get bags. All right? The stuff that you're going to take with you. If you had to leave the house right now, what would you grab and go with? That's what needs to be in your get bag. Okay? This is for real. All right? They're coming for the guns, man. You people stop showing people your guns on social media. I'm telling you.
Can't knock it off. Yep.
I knock it off. You've made a bad, bad mistake if you've posted that. If it's on there, you need to go delete it. If they don't already have it. I'm telling you, bad things are coming. You have millions of people in this country that are going to be uniformed and coming after us. And we're going to have to fight them tooth and nail. We're going to run this platform as long as we can. But you got to help us to help you. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you, Randy Taylor. Thanks for being a part of the interview with Craig. And thanks for your insights and commentary. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
All right. God bless you too, man.